Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, my fabulous co-host on Fridays, certified life coach and spiritual teacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. She is coming to us live from Berkeley, California. Let's bring on Rose. Hey, Rose, it's been a little while.
Hey, it certainly has. How you doing, Dax?
Oh, much better now. Oh, my gosh. We had to cancel some shows and move some things around because, I mean, I was dealing with a cold for a solid 2 weeks at least. And
yeah.
It was like... No, it wasn't COVID. Everybody's like, oh, my God, yeah, the COVID. No, it was a, you know, with the COVID thing, everybody is, you know, so hyper aware with that that you forget that, hello, people are out there. It's the middle of winter, people. People are out there getting normal sinus infections, sinus colds, head colds, the flu, stomach viruses, I mean, you name it, you know, people are getting it. And yeah, I had like a sinus cold is what it really was. Yeah. I mean, I had, you know, no fever, no body aches or chills, none of the flu symptoms, none of the COVID symptoms, just occasionally general malaise where I just didn't even want to get out of bed, which I didn't. And, you know, had a scratchy throat for a while, which is not good for radio, and then that went away, thank God. But then I started getting the post nasal drip and you know, all the fun nose stuff, and yeah, it was not fun. Feeling much better now. I'm hoping I don't get a resurgence of it, because sometimes it sneaks back on you, Rose.
Yeah, it can. I've been there, so I sympathize.
So it's fun to be back on the air with you today, especially because there's like five Saturdays this month, so we're not doing Tarot Today Radio tomorrow. So this is, you know, my only show. I think I'm going to be on the air until February, because it's February already. I don't how that happened, Rose.
I have no idea.
Woo! So for our first show back, we decided to do... Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
No. Go ahead. It's not important. I'll say something later.
I'm just going to tell people how to call in and say, you know, for our first show back, we decided, hey, let's just do an open line show. Life coaching, tarot mini readings, numerology, you know... We did a whole show on the world year number of five and our personal year cycles. If you want to know what your personal year number is, you can call in at 714-816-4628, and we can talk about that and what that means and so forth. Otherwise, go back and listen to our previous broadcast. PsychicTalk.net/Fridays is all our archive shows for Friday, and you can look up the show on the world year number and the numerology for the year and personal year numbers and find out about all of that, because it's great to know where you are in the 9-year cycle and where the entire world is in the 9-year cycle. We're in that 5 energy, adventurous energy. Yeah, a lot of high energy. You can get a lot done in a 5-year. And so, I feel it already. It feels pretty exciting. So, yeah, open lines. You can call in. You can ask about anything you want. Now, so between Rose and I, we have, like, everything covered. So if you have questions about you know, you could call in for a mini reading. You can call in for your personal year number, you know, life questions, career, love, all that stuff, you know. But you could also ask just general questions. Maybe you want to know something about tarot. Maybe you have a burning question about how tarot works or some aspect of tarot or numerology or life coaching, hypnotherapy. Rose, you're getting your certification in hypnotherapy soon, right?
Yes, and also in a few months, I'll be getting a certification as a meditation teacher. So I'm excited about that. It starts this weekend.
That's right. That's right. Yes, along with keto and weight loss and all those kind of things as well. And
I'm just going all out. I might as well. I never do well when I'm just focused on one thing. I realize that now after nearing 50 years of age, it's best for me to, because I've been trying, you only have to focus on one thing, just one thing. But I just don't,
one
it
thing.
Never works for me. Yeah.
Me neither. I am the same, maybe that's why we get along so well, because I am the same kind of person. And it ends up taking me into almost paralysis, where it's like, what's the word for that? Like just procrastination beyond belief, you know? We're so busy studying so many different modalities and things like that to help people, we never get around to actually doing it. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, it's,
that's true. I mean, for our own business kind of thing. You know, I totally feel you on that one. Yeah.
I mean, I think there's something to be said about knowing a little bit about everything, but then you're not a master of anything. That's the problem, you know.
That's what they say. But do you have to be a master? I mean, I think you can develop that over time.
Oh, well, you know, nowadays it's so much easier to become a master in something really quickly. And if you're in the right frame of mind, you know, there was that number, I can't think of it now, that was proposed by somebody a long while back about, you know, 10,000 hours or something to mastery. And they've basically cut that in half now. And with the internet, it is, you know, with the internet, all the free information available on the internet. YouTube is great. It's the second biggest search engine in the world next to Google. Of course, it's owned by Google, so naturally. And you can learn anything for free. You can take courses at Udemy really inexpensively. And, you know, you could start a journey down a path, and in a matter of weeks, you know a lot more than anybody else, if not at a master level already. It doesn't take years. It takes weeks nowadays. It's unbelievable just how it's sped up and everything like that. So, yes, you can call in and ask us all about that. Maybe you're thinking about becoming a life coach for 2021. Hey, you know, doing any business like that where you can do it on the phone, you can do it on a Zoom call, a Skype call, a Facebook video chat, you know, it's wonderful for the circumstances, the day and age that we're in right now, even before COVID, but especially with the social distancing. And, you know, you can do NLP via teleconference. You can do hypnosis via teleconference, life coaching, tarot reading, numerology. All this stuff can be done. And if you have questions about how to do that or anything, you can call in with questions about that as well. You know, so we've got everything covered. You can also, of course, call in for a mini reading for some life coaching as well. Let me give the phone number out again. It's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. You know, we've been off the air for a while, so there may not be a whole lot of callers out there today. This may be the shortest show ever. But we have fun things to chat about.
Right off
the bat, you know, I got the numerology and the card of the day. Also, I want to remind everybody that our shows on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, are all sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, professional readers. Since 2004, we're in our 17th year now. Come and visit us on our website at thetarotguild.com. By the way, if you're really new, tarot is T-A-R-O-T. So it's thetarotguild.com. And we've got a fabulous website. We built it a little over a year ago now. We had a static website for a decade, and then the servers finally crapped out. We decided to, you know, we have to get new servers and rebuild the website. We were like, let's go all out. So we built a social networking platform. It's not a website, really. It's a social networking platform, just like the other big social media sites out there, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Where you can have a profile on the website, you can friend each other, you can private message each other, there's a live chat room, there's forums, there's groups. Oh, my God. You know, it's a whole platform. And it, by the way, it's free to join. We call it our associate membership now. When you join the website for free, our associate membership to the Tarot Guild is free, and you get all of those wonderful features on the website, you know, adding friends and private messaging, live chat, groups, forums, activity feed, status updates like on Facebook. We have events. You get your own customizable profile. There's a certified readers directory on there and a whole lot more. Go over and check it out. You can go to thetarotguild.com/join. And read about all of the different features and everything on the website and sign up for free right there. There's a button there, a link, or at the top of any page you'll see sign up. Just click that and boom, you're an associate member. We also have a professional membership, and this is for people that want a little bit more. You get all the free benefits that you get, all the features of being an associate member. But you also get your Tarot Guild membership certificate, discounted CTR Tarot Reader certification. Instead of $78 for non-members, it's $47. You get my Tarot and Numerology course for half price, access to our professional private members group, and a listing on our professional readers directory after you get certified. And we have three other levels of certification, three higher levels. You get discounts on all those. Featured reader video interviews. You get appearances as a guest on Tarot Today Radio or on this show, The Doctors Are In. Access to create groups, create events on the website, post articles on the website. And access to exclusive interviews, classes, workshops, and events that we do throughout the year. And we've discounted the price down now. It is now for 2021. And, you know, I didn't plan this, Rose. I picked, I thought $39.99. You know, we were doing $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck. And then renewals were $39.99. And I said, let's just make it across the board, new members and renewals, $39.99. And when I divided that by the 12 months in the year, it came out to $3.33 a month. That's the master number, the angel number, 333, creativity and communication. I just, I was like, oh, if that's not the universe winking at me that this was the right move to do, I don't know what is. Yeah. So come over and join our free associate membership, and if you want, you know, become a professional member, Tarot Guild over at thetarotguild.com. You can also enroll in my course as well if you want to learn tarot and numerology over there. So, yeah, a lot going on the website. Let's see. How are we doing on callers here? We got some callers coming in, so we'll be going to the phone line shortly. Let me give out the phone number again, 714-816-4628. Write that down, folks. It's good for all of our shows all week long. And we have a chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group for each show. And we use it like a chat room. So the comments on the post, if you're familiar with Facebook posts, there's a comment section below. That's our chat room, mm-hmm. folks. Yep. And we made a simple URL that'll take you right over there. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net. That's our website for the network. psychictalk.net/chat. And that'll take you right into the chat post. You can join me and Rose and Charlotte and everybody that's in there. And if you can't call into the show, you can ask your questions, make comments, ask for mini readings, life coaching, right there on the chat post, psychictalk.net/chat. And that's good for all the shows as well. That same URL we just swap out for the next show with the next chat post. So write that down, the URL and the phone number, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad so that we know you want to be live on air with us. If you're Skyping in, go to the Skype app, open up the dial pad, press 1. So we'll be going there shortly. And today is actually a day of abundance, Dr. Rose. The entire date, 1/29/2021. By the way, it's my dad's birthday. He turned 80 today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yep. And my mom was 9 days ago on the 20th of the month. And, you know, that was right in the middle of when I wasn't feeling well. And completely skipped over the fact that her birthday, the 20th of January, is the anniversary of our first website for the Tarot Guild, our first radio broadcast ever in 2010.
Oh, wow.
January 20th, 2010, Tarot Today Radio. And a whole lot of other anniversaries land on that, right on her birthday, you know. And it's Inauguration Day.
Lots going on that day.
Lots going on there, yeah. So the entire date, 1/29/2021, in numerology, what you would do is add all those numbers across. You'd get 17, and then you keep adding until you get to a single digit. So 1 plus 7 is 8. 8 is the number of abundance in numerology. And the card of the day is the Empress, which is a card of abundance. It's also card number 3, creativity and communication, which I mentioned just a minute ago. And so, you know, through your creativity and communication, creating abundance, that's what today is all about. You got that, you know, the energy of 8 from the numerology and the Empress card. And in the Waite Smith version of the card, the Empress is lounging back on her lounge chair, which has like a red crimson cover, Rose. Basically, it's saying that color red or crimson red is the color of passion. So she's backed up by her passions as she grows and creates, and that's where the abundance comes from, by following her passion. And then there's all the greenery, the lush fauna, you know, all around her, and the trees and everything, and the plants, and showing the abundance and the growth. That's what that card is all about. Some other traditional things, fruitfulness, development, well-being, security, love, parenthood, maternal care, fertility, passion for life, the earth, nature is all part of that card there. I also wanted to mention the 29th, 2 plus 9 is 11, 1 plus 1 is 2, so it's a 2 energy day. But before that final reduction to 2, Rose, we get 11. That's the master illuminator number, and 2 is relationships and communication between people and partnerships and cooperation. And so if you put all this together, today is about creating abundance. It may be that you're going to teach a course, you're going to take a course, you're going to create something. That's what it's all about today. So there you go. What do you think, Rose?
Nice.
Numerology and tarot of the day.
That sounds great. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome sauce. So we're going to go to the phone calls, try to get a couple phone calls in before the bottom of the hour break. And Rose, you're going to bring the calls on. Where do you want to go first? Who's been waiting
longer? Let's go ahead and do the calls, I think. Well, let's take one call. Does that sound good?
That's what I said. Yeah, we're taking calls. I just said, you know, which call are you going with? bring on the first caller that's been waiting the longest. Yeah.
I totally misunderstood it. I thought you were saying
Rose needs more coffee, folks. She's in a fog right now. You know,
you know, that's funny because I have not had my coffee. I forgot that this morning. So
see, I told you. Two things you need when you do radio. There's two things you need. You need a bottle of water because you do a lot of talking, right? So you got to be sipping that water, and you got to have a cup of coffee or two or seven.
I know. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. You know, by the time I realized it was like 5 minutes before the show started. I was like, oh, well, I'll just have to go without. How do you know me so well, Dax? All right. So we're going to go with the caller who's been holding the longest. And that person looks like Charlotte is on the line with us. Hey, Char.
Hello, my friend. Good to have you back on the air.
It's been a while.
Charlotte's been with us a few times. She's our biggest fan, we'll say. We may be her biggest fan, I'm not sure, but she's our biggest fan.
That's right.
Yeah,
Karen,
you
love
did
you
guys. With us, right?
Yeah.
Dax, did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did you even do the show? Go ahead, Dax.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention that. I couldn't quite hear what everyone was saying for a second there because I had a wind gust. I'm out on the patio, and it's gorgeous today. But, man, the wind, you know, it was perfectly calm. And then, of course, the show starts, and then it gets windy. You know, it happens every time. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, I was going to mention that. For those that don't know, Charlotte was a host on the network, you know, been Charlotte a couple years back, and you took a hiatus.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah, but she's getting her feet wet again. In December, she filled in for Dr. Rose, who had to do some of her, you know, end of the term work, you know, with her classes that she teaches, and so it's like, hey, let's get Charlotte to fill in. And oh my God, that was such a great show. We had so much fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. And as a matter of fact, we were like, I was talking to Rose the other day, and I said, hey, you know, we need to fill in some shows for February. And I said, hey, why don't we ask Charlotte to come on as a guest? So, you know, not just as a fill-in co-host, but be our special guest on the show. And so she's going to be on, was it Friday the 26th of February?
Nice. I'm looking forward to that. So, Charlotte, let us know how you're doing and what you wanted to talk about.
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm, you know, just unlike Dax, I am not sitting outside on the patio because I've got about 8 inches of snow in my yard. And... But today is a weird energy day, man. I was talking to somebody earlier, telling them I wanted to punch somebody really hard, and and then I decided maybe I should just ban myself from watching the news and and news clips and anything political because it was fueling the flame of anger and disgust and frustration.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
there's a lot of... Go ahead.
So I decided to pull a card and just for the heck of it, and I was looking for inspiration. So I pulled it out of my Super Attractor deck by Gabrielle Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, they're a little bit different than, you know, your typical Oracle or tarot decks in that they are just a lot of really positive affirmation kind of deals. But the card I picked was, I choose to be a super attractor and have unwavering faith in the universe.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's perfect. Because my question, you know, as I was shuffling was, you know, what's going to help me with this? Because I don't like feeling that way. I don't like that feeling of frustration and anxiety, and I don't like it at all. Because I, you know, because it can influence the way you treat other people, and I always try to treat people with kindness, you know?
Yeah.
And when you feel this way, it's almost like you walk out the door looking for a fight. Go ahead. Give me a reason. Give me a reason to get upset with you. Kind of deal.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the things, that the couple of things going on with that. And number one is that, you know, in the U.S., U.S. has been going through some really turbulent times, you know, especially within this month, within the past couple of months. You know, you have the pandemic, you have the political craziness that's going on, the assault on the Capitol building in D.C. I mean, it's just, it's gotten so out of hand in a lot of ways. And so obviously they're, you know, investigating, and you hear all these reports and things of that nature. And it's turbulent times. Like, even when you don't, are not, you know, really paying attention, or you're kind of, you know, pulling back from that, there's just that sense, that aura sometimes, especially if you're out and about, you can feel almost the tension in the air. And, you know, and then also there's the media, because the media can really hype things up. It keeps you kind of like in a fighting mode. What else is happening? What else is going on? Let me switch to the channel. And, you know, it's one of those kind of,
who else
I think Charlotte had the right idea, you know, ban yourself from news and news feeds online and everything.
Yeah, and it's okay to do that. Go ahead, Charlotte. I'm sorry.
Well, at least for a few days, and then limit yourself to maybe 5 minutes or something, because it's just, I mean, even locally, I ran across an article from my hometown, only to read that, and I don't want to turn this into a whole political show, but COVID money got spent on, and if anybody from this town is listening, which I kind of doubt, they spent it on a tubing hill.
A what?
Tubing, you know, where you go sledding, and they have a tow rope, and they tow you up to the... Yeah, that's what they spent COVID money on.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And
Charlotte.
See, and
let me break in and ask a couple of questions, because while you're chatting, I can do some numerology, and I'm already pulling some cards on it. So is that the main thing that, you know, you wanted to punch the wall, or was there other stuff going on, or?
No, that actually came after I was chatting with the person. I'm just like, wait,
one more thing.
I know, and I mean, there are some good things that came from it, in that, you know, it does give the local kids a place to go if you can afford it, which I guess it's quite pricey. And it was already a hill that people used to go out and tube on for free anyway.
Yeah, but now we can charge. Oh, Jesus.
And ridiculous. Yeah. And
when I was a kid, you didn't get charged to go sledding. You didn't get charged.
Well,
I'm just saying.
They do have a rope tow. They do have a rope tow, and they do have snowmakers and stuff like that. But it's something that can only be used, you know, a few months out of the year. And where this area is predominantly oil and gas, that's where the jobs are based off of, and we're in a serious depression with that right now because, you know, it's oil shell. So, you know, more expensive to get out of the ground. So when gas prices go down, this place turns into a ghost town because when gas prices are down, they can't afford to, you know, it's too expensive to extract it out here. So we've got the double whammy, COVID and, you know, the cheaper oil and gas prices. So it just, you know, like I said, I can see both sides of it. And I will clarify that I have not read the entire document. In fact, I haven't read the whole, you know, COVID, the rules on getting that money and what you can use that money for, et cetera.
Right.
But, you know, in the meantime, I do know the businesses have gone.
Well, actually, that's
under.
Interestingly enough, that's coming up in the cards. I'll explain that in a second here. First of all, what month were you born?
In April.
April, so that's 4, and what day?
The 25th.
P5. Oh, 7. No wonder you're into all that spirituality stuff. 7's the number for that kind of stuff here. So, no, I just wanted to see where you are in your personal year cycle. And you're actually in a 7 year, which is in alignment with that 7 energy we were just talking about. This is really the year for you to connect to all of that stuff and your psychic and intuitive ability, you know, dreams, and you could have a lot of interesting experiences. It's also, you know, studying those things, teaching those things, research. It's a great year. And then with it being the world year of 5, you have all that 5 energy to really be able to get things done, you know. So I just wanted to take a look at that. But interestingly enough, you know, what you were talking about earlier, just a minute ago, it's coming up in the cards about striking a balance. And the Justice card shows up, which talks about harmony and balance and equanimity. It's the same feeling that I get with the Temperance card. It's stronger with the Temperance card, but it's similar enough, you know, where I call it the Temperian path. It's following the Temperian path. And the way I got to do a whole show on that, Rose, you know, the Temperance card, what Temperianism is, what the Temperian path is. Basically, Temperian is an old English term that's not used anymore. You can't even find it in the dictionaries. You have to like look in an old collegiate dictionary to find it. And it's from the same root word as temperance. It's from the same root word as like to temper steel, or, you know, having a bad temper, like someone is today. And, you know, it's...
nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I think the root word is temperiere. And so this word temperian, which is a better descriptor than the word temperance for the Temperance card in tarot. Actually, that's how I discovered it. Because when I was first studying tarot many decades ago, which I... You know, we don't want to say how old I am, but, you know, I've been doing this a long time. And, I came across the Temperance card. It was actually one of the first cards I was drawn to, Temperance and the Magician. And I've talked about that on the shows before, you know, and, of course, the Lover's card, and my birth pair is the Lover's card and the Devil card. And so those 4 cards, like if I get a new tarot deck or look into different decks that are out there, I pull those 4 cards first, the Magician, the Lover's card, Temperance, and the Devil card. But back to Temperance, I looked at Temperance and I said, the essence of this card is a balance. It, you know, it, and it's the marrying of opposites. It is not temperance, because when you think of the term temperance, even, you know, 100 years later, we still think of the temperance movement. We think of prohibition, and that's an extreme. That's not the middle. That's an extreme. You got the alcoholics on one side is an extreme, and then the other extreme is complete abstinence, right? So,
right.
So it didn't work for me. So I started studying up on the word temperance and got to the root of temperance, and somehow I came along, you know, I noticed the discovered Temprian. And when I read the description of it, the middle path between two extremes, I was like, aha, this is a better word. And then I started looking at it as a principle to be applied. So basically how it works is, and I'll give you the short one, and we'll do a whole show on this, Rose. It's, you know, these are like the life lessons that you can learn from the tarot. You know, like the Wheel of Fortune has one, the Magician has one, which we've already actually gone over when we did the whole cross of manifestation with the Magician card and the four aces, you know, which is basically law of attraction, the four steps. Yeah, all of this is in the tarot, but most people don't know that. They just think of it, oh, you pull cards and, you know, you read your future kind of thing. But it's not really that. That's something you can do, but it's not the essence of tarot from my perspective, especially coming to it. You know, I was a numerologist before I came to tarot. And the essence of it, especially in your case, Charlotte, is when you feel drawn to an extreme, to one pole or the other pole. Let's say I got the negative pole on this side and you got the positive pole on the far right side, you know. What you want to do is bring yourself back to the middle so that you can have perspective and look at both sides of a situation. Because what you'll always find is the truth is in the middle, that I don't care what it is. I have spent the last 20 years applying the Temprian principle to anything and everything that comes up. Sociopolitical events happening, 9/11, you name it. I have applied the Temprian principle and following the Temprian path, and it always holds true. It has not failed yet, where the truth of a situation is always in the middle. So when you're at the poles, you have confirmation bias, where you've like, let's say, I try to think of a good example. So, okay, creationism versus Darwinism, you know, versus my mind just blanked, Rose. Evolution.
What,
okay,
like
so evolution.
Evolution.
So evolution.
Right.
Yeah. So evolution would be one far pole, and way on the other side is, you know, the opposite. Not the opposite, but, you know, almost the opposite. You know, creationism. And when you're at one of those poles, when you've come from the presupposed idea that I'm a scientist, I believe in evolution, everything that you examine, your subconscious mind, you know, putting on my hypnotherapist hat for a second, the subconscious mind is designed for this. There's something called the reticular activating system, where our conscious mind programs our subconscious, because it's much more powerful. And while we're doing whatever we're doing in our daily, you know, going to Starbucks and getting our latte, you know, our subconscious mind is using the reticular activating system to scan the hundreds of millions of bits of information coming in, looking for information to help you with whatever it is that you programmed it to do. But it can also work in the negative, where it will look for things to confirm your position, you see. And then if you're on the creationist side, same thing. You'll study things even in a scientific way, and the evidence that you discover supports creationism to you. And on the other side of the pole, you know, hard scientists believing in evolution. Remember, evolution's a theory. You know, yes, evolution, they know parts of evolution does really happen. You can't say that there's not evolution, but it's still a theory as far as the overall everything of how life was created and developed. So coming as a hard scientist, you have a predisposition, a confirmation bias, where everything that you study, you're going to block out evidence to the contrary, and you're going to have all this evidence that is going to support the side of the pole
what
that you're
believe.
On. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So applying the temperament principle, you bring yourself to the middle, and you look at both sides, and then you're able to see, okay, this side's right about this, but wrong about that. This side over here is right about this, but wrong about that. And then you're able to come to the truth, because it's always in the center. And so applying that to your situation now is you have your predisposition and you're being drawn into that. You need to bring yourself into a more balanced, harmonious state with the Justice card and be able to look at it all. And that requires stepping back. So that's going to require, like you said, well, maybe not forever, but take a 4-day break where you don't turn on the television, the boob tube, you don't turn on the news, you don't go online, Facebook, news apps, you just don't do it for a while, right? Because the very first card I get is the Knight of Wands, and he's on the far left, and he's moving towards and looking towards the left into the past, okay? And it's that fire element, which is passion. So you are passionate about these things, and you have a certain confirmation bias going on because you have a certain concept, and you're looking into the past. But you got to remember, we're in a whole new year with a whole new administration and the government. Everything's new. The possibilities are endless. And so time to bring yourself to the middle. And like you said, you haven't read all the documentation yet, okay? So read all the documentation on the other side. And, you know, take a little break, then go back to, you know, reading both sides, and then come to a conclusion. You're going to find out that they got it right a little bit on this poll, and they got some things wrong. And then on the other side, they got some things right, and they got some things wrong. Folks, this is why I am registered independent, you know?
Exactly.
Because there's craziness on either side, and there's good things on either side. But if we attach ourselves to one ideology, we are closing off. We're not open-minded to, you know, the positive things that are coming out from the other side, you see. So it's really fascinating. I know I went a little bit long on this, but it's because this is – hint, folks, this is not just for Charlotte. This is for everybody out there listening. You can apply the Temperian principle to absolutely everything in your life and everything outside your life in the greater sphere of I don't care what's going on in the world or politics or whatever. It can be applied to absolutely everything. What do you think, Charlotte?
I think you're exactly right. And that's why when this card turned up, when it did, I thought it was so perfect. You know, about having unwavering faith in the universe. And, you know, as with anything, you know, you can draw these cards and you can get, you know, messages from there and from the angels. But, you know, you've got to do your due diligence as well. You've got to do your side of the equation, which is exactly what I believe you're talking about is. You know,
right.
But,
oh, by the way, the spread I got Okay, so like the very next card next to the Knight of Wands is the Moon card. And what it's actually showing in the in these five cards is a progression. So, you know, where are you right now? Well, you're the Knight of Wands and you're looking into the past, okay? And you're passionate and you need to step back from it all for a while and then bring yourself into balance and harmony with the Justice card and be able to look at everything through the Tempering Principle. The very next card is that Moon card, which is card 18. 1 + 8 = 9. 9 is completion. It's the end of the cycle. It's letting go of things. And so you need to go through a process of letting go. So you're letting go of the baggage and the way things have been the last 4 years and looking to the positive future and letting go of the anger and everything like that so that you can have a better perspective, you see. And then if you're able to do that and create a structure, because the very next card is the Four of Wands, structure, then you're going to be able to move forward. And I just reshuffled and pulled one last card for you. I got the Judgment card. Okay, so this whole thing is an awakening for you. This is a cosmic wake-up call. You know, we're already coming into February, and I know it's still early. We still have the rest of the year, but don't let it slip by. I even feel it slipping by right now already. And so it's a wake-up call from the universe. It's basically, you know, the hand comes out of the cloud with a wet mackerel and slaps Charlotte across the face. Wake up. Okay, it's a big cosmic wake-up call. It's a spiritual calling, a call to transformation. And so that's how you should look at all of this. You know, this situation you had today and you want to punch the wall or punch somebody or something, don't hit the cow and knock him over. Anyway, you know, what it really is it's a symptom. It's a symptom of this overall thing that you're going through right now. And remember, you know, this started back in what, late November into December, where you really took that turn. You came in on the radio show, filled in for Dr. Rose, did wonderful readings on air for people, which you're going to get to do again on February 26th. Cheap, shameless plug there. And
so excited.
And you need to keep your focus on, you know, keep your eye on the ball. You've got to keep your focus on what you want to create and your goals you want to hit this year. And don't let any of this other stuff take you off track. Does that make sense, Rose?
It does to me. I mean, I think, you know, Charlotte, you deal with crystals and you may want to find a crystal that can help ground you and pull that energy out of you and into the earth where it can be recycled for good, in a sense. That's a general spiritual way of explaining things, but basically to help find your footing. You know, a lot of what happens is that it's a lot of distraction. I'm not saying that things aren't happening or things aren't real. I don't mean it that way. I'm just that especially when you're dealing with media, there's a lot of distraction, and it can take you off of your course, your path. And what you want to do is to say, okay, I recognize that what I'm doing right here or how I'm feeling is really distracting me from my life purpose. I mean, you've talked about, you know, having your crystal business and wanting to grow it. And, you know, I think we last talked about when you were on the show, on the air with me about, I think I asked you about having a crystal as like your crystal totem for your business or something, you know.
Yeah.
Stay on that path. And I think whatever crystal you've chosen or crystals that you've chosen for that, you know, that's something to go to and just say, look, this is a distraction. I know there's a lot of stuff going on and some things that I want to be watchful about just for being a citizen in the, you know, country that you're living in. But you don't need to be drawn into the drama part of it, you know.
That's the hard part, because it seems like everybody just wants to, you know, just they're so, it's like everyone else is just that's the frustrating thing for me too. It's like they don't even want to give, you know, the new president a chance. Everything he does. Buying the country.
But you
and
know,
I'm
Charlotte,
like,
this is something that's been going on for a long time in this country. It's not new.
I saw it happen with Trump too. So.
Right. For many people in this country for the past 4 years, we've been building into this kind of explosion that has happened this month, right in the new year. Right when it started off the new year, by the way. And so this, it's kind of like, I think of it, I know this is not a very, an image that most people want to think of, but you think of it like a pimple. You know, there's an infection, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and then finally it comes to where it pops out. And it's like, ew, yuck, oh, look at the mess that's everywhere is messy, and everything is blah, 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 you know. But again, that's just a part of what has had to take place, is that this pressure has been building up, especially up to, you know, November, the election,
right,
and what happened afterwards, and then the new president, and boom, you know, it's just like, bah! You know, people kind of lose. But the media plays into that.
I was just going to jump in and say, you know, that's why we need something like the Temperian Path and the Temperian Principle more than ever now, because we are so divisive. And we're pushing way, you know, to the poles, and we need to come back to the center where we're all Americans again, you know? And it can only be done by following the Temperian Path and drawing yourself into the middle and analyzing from, you know, in the gook. But anyway, we got to move on. Oh, my God. I hope that helped the outro.
Let me just say this last thing. Let me just say this last thing. The way that I think of it is that we are the holders of the light, and we are here to try to help people, to grow, to help people to evolve spiritually, to make a difference in their lives. And there's going to be stuff that's going to, you know, it's like being holding a torch in the middle of a dark tunnel sometimes. But be, you know, and this is just my advice to you, Charlotte, and to others out there, be the holder of the light. Do not get swept up into all the dramatics of, you know, of what's happening, because people need us out there. There are people who do not have the skills, the tools, the knowledge, and what have you that we do. We know that we can bring ourselves back from these different emotions and stuff like that, but many people out there don't know about that. So be the holder of the light and hold that light for people who want to learn, who want to, you know, evolve and things of that nature. That's my advice.
Is there a chant for that, Dr. Rose?
Is there a what?
Chant for that. We haven't had a chant for a while.
Oh, Om is a good one. That's a real good mantra, Om. And that will talk about bringing you to the center and connecting you with, you know, the higher consciousness. Om is the best mantra for that. And that will bring you to a stillness so that you're not caught up in the, you know, hurricane winds that we have going on these days.
Perfect.
Know what I mean?
Thank you.
You can be the calm in the middle of the storm. That's what I mean.
Thank you. And it's an easy one, too.
Well, Charlotte, I'm sure we'll talk to you before the 26th, but if not, you know, we'll definitely be having you on the air for a whole show, and we can talk.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll bring along a crystal guest and introduce us to a crystal. And Charlotte, in addition to being a reader, is also a crystal keeper, a rock hound. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
All righty.
You too.
Bye for now.
All righty.
See you too. Love you so much.
Bye-bye.
So before
okay.
we take another call, we got area code 509 coming up, followed by 850. So everybody, if you're in the queue, you know, hold your spot. We're coming to you next. But we, you know, blew way past the bottom of the hour. And so can you tell us the upcoming shows on the network before we go to the next call?
Absolutely. So tomorrow, all of our shows start at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow, we typically have a Tarot Today radio show, but hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be off until the day before Valentine's, which is February 13th. So they're going to be on break. The show won't be on tomorrow. But on Monday, we have Wisdom of the Soul by Janice Fuchs. And on Wednesday, we have Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance by Catherine Hahn. And she's doing Your Calls for Guidance. Sounds great. And then next Friday, we have the Doctors Are In show with yours truly and Dak Carlisle. And it's going to be on setting your 2021 goals. Now, folks, usually we do this in January. January has been quite the interesting month for us. But, you know, it's never too late to focus on your goals, to have your goals for the rest of the year. It's only the first month of January, so we'll be talking about how to set your 2021 goals and put them into action as well, you know, both spiritually and just physical action as well. So we hope to see you next Friday. And that's all I have for our upcoming week.
That's our upcoming week. You know, you can catch all the shows by going to our upcoming shows page. And interestingly enough, it's psychictalk.net/upcoming. And
correct.
I actually have the shows. I got the shows all the way through February 28th, all the way through the end of the month. So you can see everything coming out. We got some great stuff, you know, and I know that Mary's There's a Rock for that show. She's doing love crystals, and her crystal guest is I don't even know how to say that. Rhodonite, something like that. And we've got some other stuff, too, because, you know, we've got Valentine's Day coming up on the 14th. And so our show on the 12th, we're going to do Finding Your Soulmate. Then on Saturday on Tarot Today Radio on the 13th, Mary and I are doing love and relationship themed decks, spreads, and more for Valentine's Day. And then on Valentine's Day, February 14th, Sharona Rapsik has her Magic Universe show, and she's going to be doing love magic along with open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings all show long. We got some great stuff coming up here. We'll have another open line show on the 19th, and as we've mentioned several times now, Charlotte Klarberg, our special guest, along with open lines on February the 26th. So I just wanted to mention some of that great stuff coming up. You can check it all out at psychictalk.net/upcoming and on the Tarot Guild website too. I got a lot of them listed on events on the Tarot Guild website. Alrighty.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So now let me go back to our callers. And back to the callers. That's what we're here for. And let's see, I'm going to bring on our caller from area code 509. Area code 509. Hi, give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Ah, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Erica.
Hi.
So, Erica, before you...
Erica? Oh,
but,
well, go ahead. Let me
jump in for just a second. I want to do, because it's the beginning of the year, I like to do people's personal years when we bring them on. So before we get into your question, Erica, can you tell me the month you were born and the date you were born on?
12/4/1993.
12/4/1993?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then we're going to calculate out your personal year number. You're in a 3 personal year, and you are a, master number 11, 2 life path. You are the master illuminator and a 4 attitude. You got the same, 7 attitude. You got a 7 attitude. Oh, okay. I was looking in the wrong spot. So, that's awesome. So 7, you're naturally drawn to these kind of topics because of that 7 energy. And then with the 11/2, you know, they're the great mediators of the world and therapists and counselors. And it's about relationships and cooperation and partnerships, and with that 11 energy, the master illuminator number, you know, you're supposed to be teaching the higher concepts to other people. If you work the energy to its highest, and, you know, if you don't, that's okay too, and it just drops down to the 2 energy, which is great energy too, but you have a higher calling as a master number. I'm like, as an example, I'm a 33/6, so I have that 6 energy, the nurturer, but before the final reduction is 33, the master teacher, master healer number. That's why I do all these healing type modalities and things like that. So I just wanted to get that out there. And then you are in a 3 personal year, and 3 is creativity and communication. So it's time to create and communicate in a 3 personal year. You know, start that book you've been meaning to write, or that creative project you've been dreaming about. How you communicate this year will be front and center. Now, on the flip side of that, people in a 3 personal year can sometimes get a little dramatic, gossipy, and if you're helping people, you help people at your own peril in a 3 year. I'm just going to say that. In a 3 year, it's about bringing joy to everything you do, and you got to really keep a sense of humor 3 year. So there's just a little information for you here in the beginning of the year. And what did you want to chat about, Erica? Do you have a question or comment, or just want to chat about something?
I had a question. Recently, yesterday my puppy died from parvo, and I don't know if you guys were also like able to channel any messages or just do tarot, but I just felt really, really sad for her. Like, I took her to the vet and I was caring for her. Like, I just sometimes I would even forget to eat myself. I hardly slept. It was like a baby, and she didn't make it. So that was very heartbreaking that she passed hour after.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that. Back in the day on the network, we actually had a couple of pet psychics, and I used to love it, Dr. Rose, because I would say, you got to talk to so-and-so, our pet psychic on Sundays, you know, because, you know, they actually, you know, literally connect, you know, directly like that. You know, I only do tarot and numerology, but, you know, what's coming through right away is inner wisdom and emotional intelligence and intuition and psychic ability. The Queen of Cups and the High Priestess card are the first 2 cards that show up, and they're both about that. So it's a really strong message that you need to connect with that side of yourself if you haven't already, or focus on it even more. Your intuition, your gut instincts, your psychic ability, and being open. And when you do that, you know, when people pass, when the pets pass, they're still there, you know, so you're going to be able to connect with their energy, and they're spirits always communicating with us. It's just whether we can focus in on it or not, and see what messages are coming through. But you don't want to spiral down to the, you know, end of this, because, you know, it can spiral like that. And just like with Charlotte, the Justice card shows up talking about striking that harmony and balance. You know, make sure you've got balance going on in your life. Believe it or not, I know this is going to sound crazy, but believe it or not, there are unseen opportunities embedded in this situation. And it will get better for you, definitely. But the 4 of Cups shows up where, you know, the person in the card is focused on what's before them, and they're not happy with it, but they don't realize that a 4th cup is being offered them to their right that they're not seeing. It's like a hand coming out of a cloud with another cup. And cups are about emotions, okay? So there's an opportunity here. And honestly, you know, we're on a radio show. I got 2 minutes with you. You know, I can't get too detailed. I'd have to pull a lot more cards. But basically, be on the lookout for that, for the positive that can come out of this. Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah, it does. And
okay,
I was thinking about the situation. I can't
hear you, hon. Rose, are you getting that? She sounded like she went off distant or something. I can barely hear her.
It's because I had you on the speakerphone, but
I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah, when this happened, I immediately thought, like, I need to do something because, like, I found two groups, like, volunteer groups. It's called a pet rescue volunteer group. They're called, like, Charles Chance or something like that. And I just felt like, wow, like I need to do something for other pets. And I was thinking like maybe doing like little stands of like, oh, free parvo shots for your puppy. Or, and this organization, they take your puppy, like if you're not able to care for him or pay the big expensive vet bill, they will take the dog. And I thought like, well, if I can't really care for her, and I took her to the vet. And I had IVs and everything, but I noticed she was doing well. And then all of a sudden, like the next day, she was doing horrible. And I had made the decision, I'm just going to give her to this organization. And they're going to, like, I'd rather her get a chance to live and have her professional care at the vet. And then they'll just, somebody else will adopt her and give her a good life. So I made that decision. But then an hour after the vet, she passed away. And,
all right. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So
go ahead, Dad.
So let me just finish up by saying that, you know, this information that's coming through the cards is just confirming what's going on. And so, you know, right next to the Four of Cups is the Ace of Wands, which is a new opportunity coming in, you know, along with the Four of Cups where there's that opportunity being, you know, offered. And then I talked before about the last card, it's Justice, you know, finding that harmony and balance in a bad situation, you know, kind of thing. And you're doing all the right things. This is exactly what that means, you know. And, you know, creating a part of a awareness, you know, making other people aware. And, you know, the thing with the shots and everything, that's exactly what you need to be doing. What were you going to say, Rose?
Because,
anything?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you know, my heart goes out to you because I have lost many, many pets, and it's never an easy thing to go through. It doesn't matter how many pets there are. Just to let you know, I've had pets, a number of pets over the years, so not that I'm killing them off or anything like that. But it's always hard, and, you know, you're always going to have those emotions. But the one thing that I always say is that, you know, you and others were there to you know, give your puppy as much love and support as you could, you know, while he was living. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, we can't always control death sometimes, you know, when it happens or how it happens. But all you can do is just, you know, it's like having relationships, you know, it's to have the best kind of relationship and the best care for any being that is suffering. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah. And because of this happened, like, I just feel like there has to be something that I can do. Like you said, I'm really good at mobilizing. I'm really good at organizing and doing something. So I thought, you know, if I can help other puppies that might be in the same situation. I feel like this has been an experience to where I learned. I've never dealt with a puppy with parvo or anything like that. So so I just thought, like, I need to do something. But at the same time,
oh, did we lose Erica? Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you cut out for a second.
Oh, yeah. I just think,
you cut,
like, you know, she's in heaven. She's. Yes, and although she's not physically here anymore, I know that she's in a good place and she's taken care of. So that's comforting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Erica. I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, I think the cards really pulled a lot of what I was going, you know, thinking and what happened. But thank you for the help.
No, you're very welcome, and you take care.
You too, thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And feel free to come and visit us again, you know, when you will.
We'll be here.
So, yeah, we will be here Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Okay. So we have one more call. So it's with the area code 850. Are you ready, Dax? Did you want to go ahead and?
We're all set. Yeah.
Okay, great. Just checking in with you. So caller from area code 850, we see that you have your hand up. Welcome to the show. Please give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Portland. Thank you for taking my call.
Michelle, where are you calling from? I didn't quite get that.
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Florida.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Michelle, let's do your personal year number.
The year I was born?
Well, no, give me your month that you were born first.
October.
And your date.
And the date that I was born, the 14th.
Okay,
October
14th. Gotcha. And then we're going to add in the personal year number, the world year number from 2021, which is 5, and see where you're at. Oh, you're a 2. You're in a 2 personal year right now. And most numerologists don't mention if a master number comes up, but I tend to anyway, because before the final reduction, it was 11, and then 1 plus 1 is 2. Okay, so this is a big year for you. This is the master illuminator year. And 2, you know, basically, it's choices. You're going to choose what you love and cultivate harmony in your life, home, and relationships in a 2-year. It's a good year to bring in new relationships or spice up current ones. Both psychic sense and intuition are really your ally this year, which actually we had with that previous caller. It's like that's what you should be getting in touch with. It's a year of keeping your balance, and maybe that's why the balance cards keep coming up, Rose. It's a year of keeping your balance, and you might find yourself assisting in some form of mediation or negotiating a situation because you're a good listener. People want to talk to you. It's a good year to keep a gratitude journal and, you know, write 5 things to be grateful for each day. Sometimes you can feel a bit more sensitive in a 2-year, and in a 2-year sometimes when people in a personal year of 2, they can get a little clingy or even codependent in a 2-year. Basically, fall in love with yourself this year, and above all, listen to your intuition in a 2-year. So there you go, a little bit what's going on in 2021 for you. And did you have a burning question for us?
Well, I'm kind of stuck in a situation, and I don't know which way to go. My daughter is in a her mother-in-law, my daughter and her husband are living with the mother-in-law, and she's just psycho, and she's controlling towards her son, who my daughter is married to, her son, and the son is mentally handicapped. He's not all there. He's slow. But he's not that slow, but he is slow. But he doesn't realize that he's being abused from the mother, too, because the mother's trying to turn the son against the mother and keep him at home. Well, my daughter's got 3 kids, and they need their own place. So I convinced my daughter to leave, and she wanted to leave and get help through the shelter because I told her, you know, we're wanting to move on with our life and sell our house. And, you know, our house is not big enough for you and the 3 kids. So she was willing to go to the shelter, but her husband, Camden, her husband is wanting to convince her to stay there in the town where the mother's at because he's got a job, but the job only lasts maybe a couple of weeks, and he gets and they think they're going to rent a house up there, that somebody's going to rent him a house, and he doesn't want to go to the shelter, but he wants out of the house too, but he doesn't want to go to the shelter. He thinks he's going to be able to make enough money to get this house, but I don't think he's mentally not there to sustain a job full time. He can work full time, but he just can't. And she loves him. And they have been back and forth. But the problem is he is such a follower. He listens to everybody, but all the bad influences. And she knows that if she can get him away from that, and both of them get counseling together, but she doesn't know how to convince him of it. And she's scared if she leaves, the mother's going to influence him to stay there, which she does. She does drugs, and she wants her son there to go get the drugs. And, you know, so it's like, I don't know what to do because we can't keep her here all the time. And it's like, and I don't want to see her homeless, but I know she needs to go to the shelter to get help to get them in housing. So it's like, I don't know how to direct my daughter because I understand where she's coming from. And I understand where the boy's coming from, too. In his mind, he's very ADHD. He thinks he needs to stay there for the job. But if he stays there, he's going to be around the mom, who's a bad influence. So it's like, I don't know how to direct him.
Yeah, it's tough like that, you know, in that kind of a situation. Because often we're the third wheel, you know. And we're looking at the situation. We see it a certain way. They see it a different way. And ultimately, we're not really in control, you know. And there's very little. Very little that you can actually do besides try to find options for them. Now, you know, the shelter, hey, you know, that's a good idea, but maybe it's not the only idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there might be other possibilities out there. And in the cards, you know, it does show that the situation is hitting rock bottom. And there's nowhere to go but up from there. The Ten of Swords shows up, and, you know, that's like one door closing and another door opening. And in the background, the dawn is coming up. The sun's coming up. You know, it's a new day. They're going to be able to extricate themselves from this situation at some point. Right now, it's a lot of Three of Swords energy going on. The sorrow, the grief, the, you know, and there's three elements going, more than three elements, but the way I would look at it is, okay, the couple is one of the swords, you're one of the swords, and then the mother is another sword over here, and swords are thoughts and ideas, you know, and so there's all this, you know, everybody's got an idea and everybody's got, you know, communication going on one way or the other. So, the Lover's card comes up showing that, you know, in general, when people see the Lover's card and nowadays, they think of romantic love and so forth like that. But, you know, tarot is multi-layered. Originally, the Lover's card was a card about choice. And one layer of this is I get the strong indication that they're going to stay together. And it's a very positive card. Things can really work out. Okay? But
right.
Choices need to be made, you know. In the original or some of the original decks way back hundreds of years ago, what you had was the image of a gentleman and two females. One was older, one was younger. And there was a choice going on. A lot of people looked at it and they saw the analogy of, you know, the older female figure is one of their mothers, and then the younger is the person that, you know, they're either married to or want to get married to, and there's this, you know, conflict there going on, you know, and it's basically making a choice, you know, in this situation you got, you know, his mother and the two of them, you know, and choice has to be made in order to move forward. They might not need to go to a shelter per se, but they need to go somewhere, And when I say that, I'm not just talking about they physically need to move out of that house and they need to physically move somewhere, but they need to go somewhere and get the right information to be able to move forward. And that's showing up here in the form of the Hermit card. And that card shows up when it's someone's either, you know, giving counsel or receiving counsel from somebody. And it's also a card of mediation and stepping back and looking at the big picture, you know. A third party, somebody that's that has better perspective because they're not in the situation. This could be somebody that helps folks that are in this kind of situation, you know. And I know that you know the shelters have that, but they don't necessarily have to go to the shelter to seek out an individual like that that can help them out. They need this third party, somebody that's, you know, not his mother, not you, not anybody else that's, you know, close to the situation, somebody that's completely separate from the situation and can have more perspective and has answers, has, you know, what help is available and so forth. That's what shows
right.
up. Yep.
Right. Oh, it's very stressful because I know, you know, she needs to stay out of that house because that woman, you know, is very, oh my gosh. She deliberately pushes her buttons, you know what I mean? And
oh, sure. Especially if there's drugs going on and all of that. What about you, Rose? What do you think from a life coaching perspective? I mean, I know the, extricating yourself from a situation, the first thing people think of is, you know, there are shelters for this. Yeah. Is that the only answer, you see, is what I'm getting? There's something else.
It's not always the only answer, and you have to do some research to see what's available with people in certain situations. Depends on the state and the county that you live in terms of what's available. But, you know, I would agree with you with what you're saying, Dax, is that you need to have a professional that comes in who's trained, who has worked with
exactly
or in situations like this. As a mother, I can totally – I'm not a mother, but you being a mother, I can totally understand from your viewpoint. You want to be protective of your daughter and her children, and that's your primary concern, and I totally agree with that. At the same time, because you have so many factors going on in that situation, a professional is definitely needed. So your daughter can seek, you know, some kind of assistance in terms of that. Usually they're in your county government. There's like a list of phone numbers where professionals that you can call who can help in situations like that. It's not always a shelter. There may be some other kind of housing that's available. I mean, a lot of times when we think of shelter, we think of like this large room and you have all these cots on the bed and there's a whole lot of people there, you know, kind of thing. Or, you know, but there are also other, I know in some places there are homes where, you know, people can go to and things of that nature. So just do a little research on that. If you want to do that and, you know, just relay that to your daughter, be helpful. It's hard not to feel the emotion, you know, because she's in that situation. But I think the best thing to do is that you can do is to provide her with resources and say, you know, you might want to look into calling this number. This is, you know, local county hospital. I'm here for you if you need to talk or something like that. But you really need a professional needs to be brought into a situation like that. There's so much, you know, so many things that are going on. Yeah.
Right. Well, God bless y'all. I appreciate you helping me out.
Well, and God bless you too. We'll think, you know, say our prayers for you and your daughter and her children and whatnot and for your family situation. We certainly hope the best that, you know, things turn out. Okay?
I need
thanks for the call,
so
Michelle.
Much. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you for joining the show, Michelle. And it looks like we are at the end of the show. What do you think, Dax?
We are at the end of the show, and it's interesting too because if you think about it, yeah, I did her personal year number first,
mm-hmm.
and when you look at that whole situation and everything, it fits in with a two personal year. It's a year about mediation and communication, cooperation, relationships. It you know, that's going to be at the forefront, and how you communicate with people when you're in a two personal year. And I just love when things, you know, like the synchronicity of it, when it all just lines up and you see, aha, you know, this stuff actually works.
Right.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you know, and see, this is why it's really maybe that wasn't like the best.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows that, especially in the beginning of the year, knowing what the world year energy is, knowing what personal year number you're in, what where are you in the 9-year cycle, and also
mm-hmm.
where are other people. That's another factor, too. People that are, you know, close to you, family members, siblings, spouses, children, you know, where are they in the cycle? And some of the dynamic of what's going on is because, you know, let's say you're in a 2-year, they're in a 5-year, or, you know, something along those lines. And another factor is, you know, we were talking about the high energy of a 5 world year that we're in, and it's that adventurous energy. You know, you want to go ride roller coasters this year, but you don't you don't want to sign contracts. It's not a good year to sign contracts, get married. You could do the preparation to start a business, but it's going to, you know, it's really going to come to full term next year in the 6 energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it all depends on where you are in your personal year cycle of 9 years. But it just goes to show you that, you know, she's in that 2 personal year, but then there's that 5 energy. But the other side of the 5 energy is, in numerology, we call it the chaos number, because it has that dual possibility of you have that high energy and adventurous spirit, but it can spiral down into chaos so quickly and easily, much faster
mm-hmm.
than in another year. Yeah. And so she's in the chaos of the 5 energy in relation to her 2 personal year. You see how that works?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what it is, it's a matter of flipping the coin. It's a matter of getting yourself onto the other side of the energy, making the intention that, no, I'm not going to let it spiral anymore. I'm going to take the high road, which is adventurous and high energy, and
mm-hmm.
use that to go out. And when I say adventurous, is you know, anything where you're exploring or doing research, which is what you were mentioning at the end there about, you know, finding help, finding professionals, and, you know, using this energy and adventurous spirits to explore what the possibilities are out there and not be locked in to one thing. Either they stay there or they go to a shelter. There's infinite more possibilities out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Well, wow, what a great show. You know, we didn't have a ton of callers, but man, great information. And
yeah,
great calls.
We certainly did.
The ones we had.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. So I can't wait till next week. We're going to be helping people set their goals for 2021. And yeah, we're going to be in February already, but hey, this is what happens with most people.
Yeah.
If we ask most people out there, you know, what happened in January, probably not much. You know, they probably are still working on setting the goals and getting going with the goals. You know, it's like, yeah, so you decided to quit smoking or lose weight, you know, this year, and it's like, how's that working out for you? Yeah. So we're going to get you back on track next Friday.
Definitely, definitely.
Well,
absolutely.
Thanks to all our callers and listeners, and thank you, Rose, for being here.
And thank you, Dax. This is definitely a lot of fun, and hopefully we're able to make a difference and help people, which is why we do the show that we do.
That's what
so
it's all about.
We wish everybody that. Exactly. We wish everybody a happy and wonderful weekend. And let's start living into what our goals are. What are our goals that we're setting for this year? And come to our show on next Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and let us know what your goals are.
All righty. Bye, everyone. And goodbye, Rose.
Bye,
see you next week.
Bye, everybody. Have a blessed week.